June 4, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The God who responds. Opening prayer. Father, thank you that your love for me never changes. I praise you for your faithfulness, compassion, and mercy that are expressed toward me each day. Read Joel chapter 2, verses 18 through 32. The Lord's Answer. Then the Lord was jealous for his land and took pity on his people. The Lord replied to them, I am sending you grain, new wine, and olive oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. I will drive the northern horde far from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land. Its eastern ranks will drown in the Dead Sea, and its western ranks in the Mediterranean Sea. And its stench will go up, its smell will rise. Surely he has done great things. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals. For the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains, because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. The Day of the Lord. And afterward, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. Reflect. Think of times when your repentance has brought not only God's forgiveness, but restoration in your circumstance. Prophecies can be challenging because we are often unsure of the time period the prophet is referring to. Nevertheless, our aim is not to have a timetable for the future, but to learn about God's character from what he is doing. In our reading, we see God's activity throughout. First, when there is heartfelt repentance, he responds with compassion and zeal, jealous in the NIV, to restore. So certain is this that the prophet confidently speaks of it in the past tense, was jealous, took pity. Those who see the damage their sin causes, in relationships, health, or other ways, may feel like the Israelites, who looked at their ravaged fields and wondered if they would ever see fruit again. Yet the Lord's answer is that he can create the right conditions for growth and make up for what has been lost. If sin and its consequences lead to the mocking of unbelievers, where is their God? Then the Lord's intervention will confirm to his people that he is their God and that he dwells among them. He wants and works toward a restored fellowship. Moreover, Joel looks to a time when God will give his Spirit not only to select individuals, kings and prophets, so they can perform their God-given task, but to all who are in relationship with him, irrespective of gender, age, social standing, and implied ethnicity. In other words, God will enable lasting change, and we, who from the other side of Pentecost have received his Spirit, can praise him for how close he has come to us. The cataclysmic signs in verses 30 and 31 suggest a more distant future, yet the message that God saves those who call on him holds true now. Our God heals, restores, saves, and enables. Apply. Note God's activity in the passage and thank him for what the reading teaches you about his character. Closing prayer. Lord, when I look to you in distress, hear my cry. Please help me know how to respond to what you are doing in my life.